This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Speaks to us, and just before I ask that you join me formally in welcoming Michael. Available in all good bookstores. Michael's latest edition, this is his memoirs, Michael Kirby, Law, Love and Life. I purchased that the other day from the LIV bookshop, Michael, and what did they charge me? Good Lord, $45. Been a good read. Dare I say it, though, you be the judge. Michael Brainlink sincerely appreciates and thanks you for your attendance today. And ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming the Honourable Michael Kirby. Michael, just that's not your cue. We're working live. That's what we're not. I'll give you a little cue in a minute. So, no, it would sound like a cue, wouldn't it? But it's not. So just bear with me for 2 seconds. If you'd be ever so kind. Thank you. He's keen now. He's late. He's flying the coop and now he's here. Now, days like these are not possible without the generous support of sponsors, so down to the business end of proceedings. Our principal sponsors are Kosminski and Mercury, and do we have some overheads working for us? There we are, thank you. We're working live. Diamond sponsors, Map Creative, Australian Business Journal, and Lawyers Weekly. Now, where's the table of Lawyers Weekly? Up there somewhere? Very good, thank you. They tell me your first attendance will be free, so if it's complex litigation that just takes a couple of years, that's free. Or if it's a simple conveyance, well, that's on the house. So well done to Lawyers Weekly. And our further diamond sponsor, Empower. Venue sponsor, ladies and gentlemen, the Park Hyatt, and I think it speaks for itself, the magnificent array of what is before us today. So well done to the Park Hyatt. Our premium product sponsors, NACIO, support product sponsors, they are those 25 named in the overhead there, and just too numerous for me to continue to read all of that, and otherwise I'll be here all day, so we won't do that, and let that speak for itself. And the corporate table sponsors, those named on the tables at which you are seated. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the major reason, of course, for the day is to support the work of Brainlink. And to that end, you can make a difference by purchasing raffle tickets and placing a bid that will be quietly popped into the ballot for the silent auction. Now, there's raffle books on your table. One book is $20. Or there's three books for $50. So use your credit card after all others have, allegedly. And if there's any good defamation lawyers in the house, I just might need that 6-minute billable attendance afterwards, for which I know you won't charge, of course, because after all, as lawyers, we're renowned for not charging, and trust me, I'm a lawyer. Visa, MasterCard, and of course, cash is accepted. Lisa and Carolyn are processing the FPOST and credit card payments, so swipe until your heart is content, or put simply, as often happens to many of us, your credit limit runs out. Now, what you've got to do, and I think you've all been doing it, but I've got some instructions that I've got to read, so this is just brief and I'm following the script. Write your name down, that's always a good start, and the contact number on the raffle ticket, and place that ticket in the boxes that corresponds to the prize of your choice. And not as in previous years when I've been here, not on stage, but as a guest, make sure that you do keep the stuff for yourself, because guess what, if you don't, and your name's drawn out, you're not going to know whether you've won or what, in fact, you might have won. So keep that half of the ticket, and when your name is called out, Bob's your uncle, and hopefully you've drawn what is the lucky ballot. Now, this is the part where, of course, we contract out of negligence, howsoever or wheresoever caused, including a contract, tort or statute, as there is no refund, no exchange, and no right of claim for compensation, loss, damages, direct, consequential, economic, special, loss of opportunity, pain, suffering, discombobulation, or simply, I don't like the prize and I want my money back. So in all of that, we'll have a consensus ad idem, that is, meeting of the minds, and you will be bound. So, ladies and gentlemen, one thing I just mentioned, that on the ballot form, is this. You'll note that it does ask you to disclose some fairly sensitive and personal information. The CCV number, some of you may not wish to disclose that, and if you don't, just simply indicate, try the number that you're putting down, and if it doesn't work, then you might be able to provide that further on. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think at the moment, I'm introducing Jenny. Right, well, I'm introducing Jenny. Right, So, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd welcome to the stage the Honourable Jenny McAleer.
Okay, you right now?
I am.
Thank you very much for your very warm welcome, and it's wonderful to be here with everyone at this great function today. If we can all join together in acknowledging that we are on the traditional lands of the Wurundjeri people, and I'd like to acknowledge any elders who are with us today and ask you all to take a moment to think about the people who lived here for thousands and thousands of years before we came. To the Honourable Michael Kirby, thank you so much for joining us here today. You have so many fans here. So many people have been saying very quietly, he's a legend. And so we're all very much looking forward to your contribution. To my parliamentary colleagues from the Federal Parliament, Mitch Fifield, and the state members who are here with us today, to Sharon and everyone from BrainLink, you have put on a wonderful turn today, and we're so... Yeah, give them a big clap. And it is all about making sure that you're able to continue to provide the outstanding services that you do for people with brain injury and, of course, for their families as well. I think it is true to say that on this occasion, when we're going to be celebrating the achievements of some very special women, it probably hasn't escaped your attention that this has been very much in the news over the last month or so. Of course, I don't intend to be at all political today, but I do think these issues are right at the front of our collective minds in Australia and internationally. And so it's great that BrainLink too are right out there recognising the outstanding contributions of many, many women in Australia, but particularly recognising the leadership roles that women are playing. There are many ways in which, of course, we can support the leadership contributions of women in our society. But today I just want to say a brief word before handing over to Michael Kirby about what we're doing to build the National Disability Insurance Scheme, because there are many, many families, many carers, many individuals with disabilities who are desperately campaigning to make sure that we have a disability insurance scheme in our country. Far too long people have put up with an unfair and underfunded system of disability care and support. And today, in addition to being a celebration of the work that BrainLink does, right around Australia there are disability forums happening. They're called Disabilities. And this morning we had one in Federation Square, and then I went out to Kalparan in my electorate in Greensboro, where we're all coming together to campaign around what I think is the next main wave of social policy reform in this country. Michael Kirby is going to talk about the need for equality today. He talks about equality, it's just a damn right, and I'm not sure that that's parliamentary, but leaving that to one side. One area that we know there is certainly not equality in our country is for people with disability or the people who care for them. And that's because the care and support just isn't necessary. It isn't provided at the necessary levels. And so we are determined to build this National Disability Insurance Scheme. We're just drafting the legislation right now. It'll go into the Parliament. The government's put a lot of money already on the table. We're doing a lot of work right around Australia with the states and territories, with people with disability, with carers, to make sure, as people with disability say, this becomes real. It's about to become real in the middle of next year, and it will mean that in this area of terrible inequality, we can start to turn people's lives around. Michael, to you, we know that equality for many, many people, not just here in Australia, but in other parts of the world, is still nowhere near a right that they have to expect. We know that you have inspired so many people in the different ways that you have contributed to Australian society. We appreciate so much that you've joined us here today to share with us your passion around the pursuit of equality. Please welcome Michael Kirby.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.